So the best way to think about Nietzsche's master is your high school jock, okay? He's a physical specimen. He's on top of the social pecking order. He loves danger, extreme sports, drunk driving, body checking people in hockey. He bullies people, not because he's mad, but for him, it's fun to shove someone into a locker. And you can call all manner of obscenities to his face, partially because he's so smug and confident, partially because he's too stupid to realize what you're actually saying. That might sound a very negative ideal for us, partially because we have been influenced by Christian morality, but it's the naive self-assurance, okay? It's the willingness to indulge in one's simple desires. It's the natural independence. That's the first reason that makes this masterly mode of evaluation preferable to the slave. The second reason that slave morality is despicable for Nietzsche is that they promote bad values. And Nietzsche wants to ask, how can you not promote bad values? You've simply taken what the master's like and you flipped it.